leading the news. Health Minister Peter Dutton has flagged he wants to overhaul Medicare. Mr Dutton has suggested those people who can afford to pay more for health services should do so. The minister says the current system is unsustainable and there needs to be a frank discussion about co-payments. Ukraine's president has replaced his army chief in the wake of yesterday's bloodshed. At least 26 people were killed in the violent clashes. There's now a tense standoff between riot police and protesters in the capital, Kiev. The wife of an Australian missionary who's been detained in North Korea has been told he could be sentenced to hard labour for possession of illegal materials. 75-year-old John Short has been arrested for distributing Christian pamphlets. Mr Short's wife Karen says it was his second trip to North Korea and he knew the risks. The trial of Australian journalist Peter Gresta will begin in Egypt later today. Mr Gresta and two of his Al Jazeera colleagues are accused of aiding a terrorist organisation by reporting misleading news. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says the government is continuing to press Egypt to release him. And the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair offered to act as an unofficial advisor to Rupert Murdoch during the phone hacking scandal. The jury in the trial of the former News Corp executive Rebecca Brooks has heard she had an hour-long phone chat with Mr Blair just 6 days before she was arrested.